Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight shir in Simen Shin Yud Beis. We are up to Siv Beis, the top line on page Kuf Yud Zayin, the page following 232. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Im Yardu Geshamim Al Havonim V'Nitbu, if rain came down on these Havonim and they sunk into the ground, Imri Shuma Nikr, if their mark is recognizable from above the ground, Mutter Litlon Kedei L'Kaneach, you are allowed to take them out in order L'Kaneach, V'Ein Bazeh Mishum Soser V'Lo Mishum Tochein, there is no problem of destroying and there is no problem of grinding. Says the Mishabura Siv Katan Tes, rain came down Al Havonim, you brought them in from the beginning to use them lekaneach. And then the rain came upon them, and they sunk into the ground or the tit. As long as their mark is recognizable, you can see them and they're recognizable from above the ground. They didn't sink totally into the ground. So there's no problem of Sosa and there's no problem of Tolchin. Means to say, even if this was by a certain floor of the courtyard, and you would have thought maybe there's a concern because of stira that you're destroying the floor of the chatzer when you take out the evin. Or I would have thought that you're doing grinding on the dirt that's around the stones when you pull them out. Kamash from the shari comes the mechaber and tells us that it is mutter. Says the mechaber vaitus of gimel, tzror sha'olu bo asavim, a pebble that grew upon it grass, mutter lekaneach bo, you are allowed to use that for wiping, velo chayshinen shem yitolshu, and we're not worried that maybe the grass will get ripped off. The afim yitolshu leka yisura, because even if it gets ripped off, there's no isser. The dover she'in miskavinu, it's something that you didn't have intention for, and therefore it's not a problem. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yabez, Mutal Kaneapo, Midasasam, from the fact that the Machaber was not Machalik, it's Mashma, Da'afilu Munach al Ha'aretz Mutar Litlo, even if the stone that has the grass growing from it is resting on the ground, you're allowed to take it. V'afti Yesh Bazeh al Koponim Lakuyama Isser Tlisha Midrabanam, and even though there is at the very least according to everyone, there is an Isser of Tlisha Midrabanam, the Milchsi Ketolesh looks like you are detaching from the ground. Here, because of Kavod Abrios, they were not gozer. So if you look at note number 80, points out that besides that which the Mishabura says over here, that the problem is a tlisha midirabonon because it looks like tolish because it's on the ground. Ula kamon kosav, and note number 80 points out that Mishabura tells us later, shetama isra derabonon hum yishum shemafsik es yinikaso ma'at. The reason why it's asur midrabanan is because you're separating it from its nourishing a little bit by removing it from the ground. A different reason that the Mishabura mentions over here. Another point, if you look at note number 9, the Mishabura told us to look in Shin Lamed Vav, Sivhei, Sivches, and the Mishabura and the Beralacha. So in note number 9, he tells us what goes on over there, that it's written, Shagbos, Otzitz min hakarka, Eino asur ledasa shulchan aruch ela midrabanan. The Mechaber tells us that if you lift up an otzis, like a flower pot from the ground, it's not going to be usur except midrabanan. Af ba'otzitz nakov, even if it is a flower pot with a hole on the bottom. Udelo kashita sa ramam sha'asra adavim midaraisa, unlike the sheet of the ramam that holds it in isa daraisa. Velochein gam bitzur sheish bo asavim, therefore, according to this, when there's a pebble that has grass growing on it, she'eno Aser ella midrabanan, where also lefi the mechaber it would only be aser midrabanan. So lo gozru mishum kavod abrios. So the rabbanan will not gozer in this case when you need a tzur for kinuach, and therefore that's going to be mutter. Says the mishabura vaitis of kadon yugimo velo chayshinan. We said we're not worried about you tearing off the grass that's attached to the pebble. Rotzalomer means to say the afdu behatlisha yesh bo iser daraisa lekuyama. Even though by detaching the grass and the pebble, that would be, in fact, an issur d'oraisa according to everyone. Still, we're not worried that it will rip off. Since that is not your intention, it's not for sure going to happen, and therefore we do not worry about it. Says the Mechaber, Vadis of Dalad. Lo yitaltel regev adam lekaneachbo. One should not move a clump of dirt lekaneachbo. Mipnei she'ena ru'uya lekinuach levi shehi nefrachas. It's not fit to use that for kinuach, because lemaisa it crumbles. Next point in the Mechaber, Osr lekaneach becheres, you're not allowed to wipe with pottery, afilu bachol, even during the week, mishum sakona, because of a danger. Shelo yinate shine karkashta, that it should not tear the shine karkashta. What is that? Pirush, hamiayim atluyim befit tabas. It is the intestines that hang down by the backside of a person's body. Says the Mishaburu sekotan yudalu she'ena ru'il lekinuach, we said the clump of dirt should not be moved because it's not fit for kinuach. Ratzalomar means to say, V'alkein, and therefore, Isser Tiltul Buduch Dekoi. The Isser Tiltul remains in place. Because it's not fit for the Kinuach, the Rabbanon did not move away the Isser Mukta, and the Isser Mukta will remain on this dirt. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hay, Hayu Lufanov B'Shabbos Tzur V'Ozne Cheres Chalakim. You had two options in front of you to use for Kinuach. Number one was a pebble. Number two was the ear, the handle of a piece of pottery that is smooth. Because they are smooth, we don't have the problem that we mentioned in the Mechaber and Sefei of Sakana by using Cheres. So there's no problem with Sakana. You have a Tzror and you have a piece of Cheres where there's no Shah Sakana. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mekaneach Pa'uzen HaCheres. You should be Mekaneach with the ear of the Cheres, with the handle of the Kli Cheres. Shehu Roi Lechasos Bo Pia Keli. Because that is fit for use, it's fit to use to cover a kli, and therefore it's not mukta. So better to use the ozne cheres, there's no sakana, there's no mukta, over the tzror that is mukta. Next case of the Mechaber, tzror v'asovim, you have a pebble or you have grass, yikanach v'asovim imheim lachim. So rather than use the tzror that's mukta, use the grass if it is moist. But if the grass is dry, ain't the kanchin. We do not wipe with that. Mipnei shehim chadim, because they're sharp. Umechatchum es abasar, it cuts up the flesh. So says the Mishaburu of Katan Tezvov. The cheres we said is not a sakana the chalakim him. The be'enam chalakim, if it's not smooth, the yesh shash sakana bedover, in which case there would be a concern for sakana, then mutav yoser lekanea pitzur afshu mukza. Then it would for sure be better to use the pebble even though it's mukza. So if you have going against each other mukza or sakana, you'd go with the mukza. But over here you have a case where it's one thing is not mukza, it's not a sakana, the other thing is mukza, so then you go with the item that's not mukza and it's not a sakana. Says the Mishabur of We said again, there is no problem of sakana when it comes to the smooth cheres. And even though there's no sakana l'maisa, there is still a chash of witchcraft. Ukid la'el b'simen gimel, like we saw way back in Simen Gimel. Mikomakom lohitiru mishum zeh l'kanea petzroshu mukzo. Just because of the chash kshofim, when it comes to the cheres that is smooth, that is not grounds to matir mukta by using the tzror. Kevan sheyesh lo cheres lekaneach she'en bo mishum mukta. Since lemaisa, you have the cheres to use for the kinuach, and it's not mukta. Ukidem mefarish ubeprat lufima shekosav Ramah shom dehoidna lo chashinam bezelek shafim. And specifically, lufi what the Ramah says over there, that nowadays we're not worried about kshafim at all. And therefore, there's no problem of kshafim nowadays, the Ramah says. There's no problem of sakana because it's smooth. And therefore, better than use the mukta, use the cheres that is not mukta. Says the Mishaburavaitis of cutting Yitzayin on the second case where you have the tzur or the asavim, we said you should use the asavim, the lo have mukta, because they're not mukta. But that's only if they're moist. If cotton yuches, avobivation, but if they're dry, then we said if they're dry, you should not use them because they are sharp and they can cut up the flesh. Elo yikanach batzur after humukta. In that case where the grass is only dry and it can be dangerous, so then you should use the tzur even though it's mukta. Isa ba Gemara, the Gemara says, Mutr li panos achore hagoder desei chaver. A person is allowed to go and relieve himself on the other side of the fence by the field of his friend. Umutr li tol tzror le kaneach afilu b'shabbos. And you're allowed to take a pebble from there to do the kinuach even on Shabbos, v'hainu min asada. When it says that you're allowed to take a pebble to use the kinuach, it means from the field, but don't take it from the fence, from the wall. Afilu begoder of, even if it's a thick wall, de'eno senekev, where it won't make a hole, de'ner kesoser. So even though it doesn't make a hole, but it looks like soser, and therefore, when you're going behind the fence of your friend into his chatzer to relieve yourself, you're allowed to take a pebble, but you should take it from the field, do not take it from the wall. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter Sivov, Mekanchen b'Shabbos ba'asovim lachim afilu hei mechubarim. One is allowed to wipe on Shabbos with grasses that are moist, even if they're still attached to the ground. Ubavad shelo yezizim, as long as you don't move them, and we'll see exactly what that means in the Mishabura. Umishum mishtamish v'mechubar leka. In terms of the concern that you're making use of things that are attached from the ground, that's not a problem. To lo amru elo bi'ilon avalo bi'yerek. They only said that is so when it comes to a tree, not when it comes to a vegetable, certainly not over here when it comes to grass. Says the Mishabura, if katan yotes, the concern is shelo yezizim, we don't want you to move them. Hainu, what that means to say is shelo yishmot osa mimekom chiburim, you shouldn't pull them out from the place of attachment from the ground, mishum tlisha, that would be a problem of tlisha. So when the Mechaber says you could be mekanchem on Shabbos with grass that's moist, even attached to the ground, the condition is shelo yezizim, doesn't mean you shouldn't move them while they're attached. It means you shouldn't detach them while you are using them, and then it's mutter. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Zayin, a person needed to relieve himself and it wasn't coming out, he wasn't able to. Sherufuaso, that the healing for such a problem is lamashmesh befiya tabas, is to touch and to prod in the place where the tzoya comes out. What you do is your mamashmesh over there with a pebble, and the hole opens up and allows you to relieve yourself. So says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yamashmesh b'Shabbos kedera shemamashmesh b'shol. You shouldn't do this ma'isa of prodding on Shabbos like you do during the week. Tahainu sha'ocheh z'atzor b'chol hayod. That means you shouldn't be holding the tzor with your full hand. Mishum hasharas nimin, because we're worried you're going to tear out hairs that are there. Elo mimashmesh kalach hayad. Rather, you should do this mishmush kalach hayad with a shinui. What is the shinui? The hainu sheyochas atzvor b'shtei etzba'usav u'mamashmish. You should grab the stone not in your whole hand, but only in two fingers, and with the two fingers you should do the prodding. That's going to be mutter. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katon Chof. The concern of using your whole hand and doing it the regular way they do it in the week is mishum hasharas nimin, tehu bechlal tolesh, that's included in the isser of tolesh, of detaching. V'afagav de'enu mechavin laza, and even though obviously that's not your intention, psikreishahu ayideha mishmush. L'maisa, it's a psikreish, it's for sure going to happen when you do mishmush that you're going to tear some hairs. Lo yamashmish batzur shalakinuach lahachaliko shalo yisorit besaru kedero shu'osa b'chol. One should not prod with a pebble of kinuach in order to smooth it out so it shouldn't tear at his flesh like he does during the week. Mishum mamachik, the smoothing out the stone, that's an isra mamachik. Elo kalach hayad, he should only do it with a shinui. Sevkotan chof alep umamashmish benachas. So he takes it in his hands, not in his full hand, but in his two fingers on Shabbos, and he's mamashmesh benachas, he prods gently. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Ches, lamashmesh bebarza, to be prodding with a barza, we'll see exactly what that is, befiat tabas, on the backside of a person, dina ketzur, it has the same din as doing it with a pebble, shelo yochazenu elo b'shtei etzbosav, you should only hold on to it with two fingers. You can't go outside with a barza, even if it is stuck all the way into one's body. Says the Mishaburis of Katnu Chavez, Lamashmesh Babarza. We said Lamashmesh Babarza has the same din of being Lamashmesh Batsur. Pirish, Barza is Shal Eitz. This is talking about a piece of wood. V'huadim b'psila, same thing if it's a wick or some kind of suppository. Shekorin sepil. Shemachnisim b'piat tabas, you stick it into that part of the body. U'kumo shemavur b'sov simin shin chavches, like with the sash and shin chavches. So if you're using these things, you should use the shinui of two fingers, like we said before, and not the whole hand. Afilu techuva, we said afterwards in the Mechaber that you can't go outside with the barza, even if it's stuck all the way into your body. Shekevin shemachnisa tadir, since it is entered into the body often, kedei lachzor ulotzia, in order to then go and take it out afterwards, eina b'teila etzalagu, if it's not considered nullified to the body, it goes in and out. V'hareze kemotzi b'piv, and it's like carrying outside in your mouth, umarpiko, or in your elbow, which is asr midi rabbanon. Avodavar habalua vaguf, it's something that's swallowed up in the body. Mutter lotzeis bo, that you can go out with on Shabbos. Kegon, for example, of loa margolis ozov, to swallow some kind of pearl or gold, velotzeis bo l'sharabim, that would be okay. But this item, this suppository, it's an item that's put in and taken out, put in and taken out, and therefore it's not considered bottle of the body. But something that is swallowed into the body, it's totally in the body, so that is allowed for the person to go outside to Rosh Sarabim while it's in his body, because that is considered bottle to his guf. Or sapir, continue with Mitzvah tomorrow with Siv Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.